All right, welcome to the podcast. This is our first official podcast. We've had a couple of takes, a couple of malfunctions in equipment, a couple of nights where we tried to podcast and just had drunken spiels into the microphone. Didn't exactly turn out the way we are.
Because alcohol.
Everybody gets sloppy.
Not exactly. Because turned out for what?
Not exactly what we were hoping to get with this podcast, so...
But the time has come.
Yep.
Finally.
Here we are actually doing this.
6 months later.
Right.
7 months later, something like that.
I've had this equipment for, about 6 months now. We're sitting outside, and it's Florida, so...
Typical Florida weather, there's thunder.
It's afternoon.
About to start raining.
We might get rained out, and we're kind of sitting underneath a metal roof, so I'm hoping... We might have to cut it short if it does start raining, because it'll probably affect the sound quality. Might not be able to hear us. Hell, we can hardly hear each other sometimes when we're sitting out here and it's pouring, so...
That's why you always take it inside.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we could.
A few feet away.
I guess we could take it inside. We'd have to stop it and do a second one. But that's cool. Nothing like knocking two episodes out in one day, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know how long we're shooting for. I figure these podcasts will be about an hour long. We'll see how it goes, sitting, talking
just
with people.
Talk bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, bandwidth is an issue, too. I can't make them too long, because then I'm going to have to start paying up the ass.
That's very true.
But we'll get some sponsors rolling. We'll get some listeners, get a decent following. I'm pretty confident about that. We've got interesting things to say, if I may toot my own horn.
So, we always have interesting things to say.
Yeah, usually.
Usually, yeah. Maybe not always, but...
Saying some interesting things. And,
my phone would stop fucking going off.
Could you, set it on the table because the microphone is there? And it, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. See, the phone's technology is throws you off track completely.
I'm so tired of this phone.
My phone, too.
I'm so tired of my
put
phone.
Put it on silent. The lesson learned, first podcast, couple minutes in, keep the phones off. During the podcast. So bettering your life is the theme. It should always be the theme for everybody.
It should be the theme every day of every minute.
Of everybody's life.
Of everybody's life.
But that's what we're talking about here today.
So how are you trying to better your life?
Number one thing, the people that keep around. Number one. I can't hang around people that are... Trying to make it. There's people that I want to keep around if they're doing a decent job at it.
Yeah.
You know, if they're actually doing stuff. But people that are sitting around doing nothing with their lives, always needing help, needing this and that, never.
As long as you're trying, I'd rather have a million people in my life who are at least trying to do something with their life,
right?
Than that one motherfucker who's just going to sit at home and
do nothing all day, not accomplish anything. Nothing against smoking pot, but...
And complain about how their life is so shitty, but will not get off their ass and attempt to change it.
Yeah, I feel like if you gotta smoke pot to be happy, you're probably doing it wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That should never be a means to an end. It should always be just like a supplement, I guess, if you want to consider it.
I mean, it could help you sleep. Some people have issues, anxiety, and... Yeah, it's good for some people, but I definitely think that there's a limit when you're sitting around smoking all day, every day, and not getting anything done. You know, some people can
It will make you lazy.
Some people can smoke all day, every day, and go out and,
certain types of weed, though.
Manage different companies and, be on top of their shit and really do good for themselves. But sometimes, if you're working a 9-to-5, going home, smoking weed until you pass out, wake up, hit the bowl, and go to work again. That's no life. What are you doing? What are you doing with yourself?
Working.
But the same goes for alcohol, too. I think it's more about going out and doing shit.
See, alcohol is a whole nother beast.
It is.
Because...
It's a hard one. It's difficult.
I mean...
It's there.
I've smoked,
it's everywhere.
And...
It's accepted.
Obviously, I've been drunk. And, I would much rather have a world of stoners than a world of alcoholics.
Oh, I don't know. A world of stoners, nothing could ever get done.
Not necessarily.
But a world of alcoholics, you have people trying to pick fights and talk over.
Exactly. There are, like you said, there are people who smoke and are capable of running businesses and, getting their shit done. You've never seen but you should not see people running, try to do important shit, shit-faced. You know
Definitely
what I'm saying?
Definitely not. Delivery drivers,
yeah,
number
should
one.
Not, yeah, you don't need to be running, like, from delivery drivers to, you know, CEOs of multi-billion dollar corporations. You don't need to be,
operators.
Yeah, you don't need to be fucking
military
drinking
generals.
From, you know, 8 to 8.
Presidents.
It's 8 in the morning. Why are you drinking? I don't know.
Yeah, luckily.
Been there. Not proud of it.
I'm pretty sure that they don't have a lot of alcoholic politicians that are drunk all day, every day. I'm sure they knock back.
No, they're all doing cocaine.
Glass of scotch every once in a while, but, you know, they're not at least operating the.
So, yeah, bettering your
that
life.
Is this nation.
Consider. That was supposed to be the topic.
Bettering your life.
Or just rambling.
Not bashing others. Like congressmen or
like we just did.
Politics, right?
No, but
not taking life too seriously either.
Yeah. We are just doing this for the hell of it.
Yeah, I mean, we're sitting around talking. We would be doing this with microphones on or off.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah.
People, you keep
shut up, bird.
That's a cool background noise.
That's like seagulls.
That's nice. When we get our living situation set up, we'll have to have a decent room that we can have, like, a sound studio to do this in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is that the rain?
Yes, it is.
The rain. Oh, man. We didn't even get too far into this podcast. It's unfortunate. Well,
we could always bring it inside.
Yeah, well, let's wrap this one up and look for a part two.
Coming very soon, because this is actually really interesting.
Very, very soon. Okay, this is part two of the podcast. We're going to move everything inside because it started raining because it's Florida and that's what it does here.
Every day.
Every day. Except for like January.
Every day in the summer.
Yeah, except,
from like.
Except for like December and January, which is our winter.
Oh no, winter where it's 60.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets
It does get colder.
Every
cold in Florida is a lot different than cold anywhere else. Like, my growing up north, you know, 30 degrees in December is a fucking heat wave. Like, not necessarily a heat wave, but it's not like, you know, you're like, you get down here, 30 degrees, you know, everybody down here, and when it's 30 degrees, is wearing 3 layers of clothes, fucking gloves, beanie, hoodie, leather jacket. That doesn't happen up north.
We're a certain kind of special here.
Yeah, you're a certain kind of special, all right. You got that.
You're the outsider wearing shorts and a t-shirt that we look at like fucking Yankees.
I remember the first year that I moved here and I started high school. I think it actually was in December. I was at the bus stop this freshman year of high school. And it's like probably about 30, 35 degrees outside. And just like you said, I'm fucking wearing... No, it's probably like 40. Wearing shorts, a shirt, and I'm just standing there. Everybody's wearing fucking blankets and boots and all this shit. Like, aren't you fucking cold?
No.
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 Like, this is warm to me. I'm used to it being 5 below right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was rambling. I'm sorry.
Well, that's cool. Fill in the space. Let's see. Okay, so bettering your life. Keeping the people that you keep around have a lot to do with, you know, how you live and how your life turns out. You can have people holding you back, doing nothing, always demanding stuff. You're never giving back. Like, it might sound selfish, but friendship is totally it's a beneficial thing for you. Yeah, if friendship doesn't benefit you in any way,
friendship should always be
a
two-way street.
Right.
Can't
right.
expect. It's so like any relationship.
Anything, yeah. If you're not receiving. I'm not saying be selfish and everything. You also have to give. You have to open up the doors and give and receive. But if you're not receiving, there's no reason to continue to.
But you should. Then again, you should never give with the expectation to receive. You should always give because you want to give.
Yeah,
but there's all there.
That's,
there comes
true.
A point. There comes a point where you can only give so much. Like if you give and give and give
see,
and
I,
no respect is given. Given even.
I see that in an energetic thing. Like, if you give too much and you're not receiving, you just get depleted, like, your energy. At least mine.
Yeah.
This is the way I see it. My energy gets depleted, and I just, I don't have energy around that person anymore. No desire to be around them, so I just kind of, you know, don't. But, also, bettering yourself. It has a lot to do with the attitude you keep. You gotta be positive. You know, you gotta look to the future with hope and joy and do the things in your life that are fun and that make you happy. You can't continuously, you know, sit around and not be productive or anything and then wonder why you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of that too, you know.
Yeah, it's something everybody needs to work on.
Yeah, you always want, but you're never really willing to give as much as you want. Yeah, I mean, law of attraction.
Yeah.
You gotta put in what you want back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely gotta work for it. You can't sit around, because having a good attitude about it definitely helps, but if you're not putting the energy towards it, like, if you're not taking opportunities that you see and letting them slip, then, you know, it's something you gotta practice, you know, something that I'm working on myself as well. I mean, I'm doing this podcast, and that's just one of the things that, you know, I want to do, and it's gonna make me happy, and, you know, I'm getting my ideas out there.
And
exactly. And where we are, you know, so... Yeah. Is that, and I think that's a decent recap of where we were in part one. So I don't know. So currently I'm working on, like, different ways to get passive income. That's what I'm interested in. Because I don't want to work. Like, I don't want to have a
work that
job,
9-to-5.
Like 9-to-5 yeah, job.
I feel you.
I want to do just a bunch of different projects. Like, I already make soap. You know, I got to market that some and sell it. Good Clean Goods, LLC. Mm-hmm.
Buy that shit.
We make great soap. Greek yogurt lavender is probably our best seller. Greek yogurt goes straight into the bar of soap with lavender essential oil. It's all natural and organic. It's great stuff. Buy it.
It's worth it.
Mostly buy it. Buy it.
Buy it!
Podcast is free. The soap costs $5 a bar. Other ways of passive income. I was looking into this thing. I was watching this YouTube video, and oh man, I wish I could credit. Oh, I could actually pull it up right now and give this guy some due credit. What is his name? Well, his channel is Video School Online, and the video is 10 Ways to Earn Passive Income. I'm doing it right now. And he was talking about a couple of different ways to make passive income. You can go watch his video if you want the full explanation of it, but he was saying that you could actually design a t-shirt. Just, you know, I got Photoshop skills, I'm not the best, but you can design a t-shirt. And I've seen t-shirts sell that just have one word across them. Like, I have a t-shirt that just says college. That shit sells for $20 a fucking shirt. So you can design a t-shirt and pay a production company to just mass produce this t-shirt. And then you can have them ship it to an Amazon warehouse,
and
Amazon
will sell it
for you. So all you have to fucking do is design a t-shirt and just sit back and, you know, you market it, you know, tell your friends about it, whatever. Get people to just buy your t-shirt. People see that shirt, and if it's cool enough, they're like, hey, where'd you get that shirt? You know, and...
Yeah. Or you can take it one step further. What me and bandmates... Check out my band, Approach the Lion, by the way.
Great band, heavy metal.
Just trying to throw that out there.
Good shit. Headbanging music.
Word. We talked about buying a t-shirt press and making all of our own t-shirts.
Yeah.
Instead of...
But that's not passive.
Know,
that's not as passive as simply designing a t-shirt once and sitting back and collecting it. That's more of an active approach.
I guess. But, yeah, I guess you're right.
It's still making money. It takes a little bit more time and energy, though. But it's definitely, if you have a band or something that you're promoting and you have tours and shows, when you have people coming up to you, like, a lot, it's where you have a decent traffic flow and a good market for it, you know.
Well, what if you were to get the shirt press, design the shirts, make the shirts, and then give it to Amazon?
I mean, you could. I feel like that would just be time-consuming, because then you have to get
It would be time-consuming, but it would also save you a lot of money. Because if you're designing these shirts and giving this...
I feel like that would be a step to take. At least, you know, if you got a band that's your thing, I'm sure that would work. But if you're just designing a t-shirt like that, I feel like it would be best to pay somebody to do it for you first. And then when it starts to take off and explode, maybe kind of buy yourself a press and hire you a worker and do it. Do the math, see if that works out. I'm not a business expert or anything, but it's all number crunching and figuring out what would Because sometimes...
It's always cheaper to cut out the middleman, that's all I'm saying.
You gotta pay somebody to do it for you, though. So are you gonna pay somebody $10 an hour to press your fucking t-shirts for you, or are you gonna pay a company that can have a machine do it? You know, sometimes it's just cheaper that way to outsource. Plus, you free up more time and energy for yourself to go and do other things. Like, for me, yeah, I mean, I can have somebody making fucking t-shirts. I designed the t-shirt once, and that shit just keeps going while I have time to make soap and go to college and do my shit, you know? Yeah. Of course, real estate, too, is another way of passive income that this fellow was talking about. Real estate's cool. I want to get into that, flip some houses, and, you know, have some renters eventually. I want to buy a house and have you guys rent from me, Yankee, and one of our friends as well join in on this. That way we could, anytime we get a free chance, we're just sitting around talking bullshitting. We'd be like, hey, wait, hold on.
Let's record this.
Let's pull out the microphones. Yeah.
Need another microphone, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll get some sponsors and shit, and once we have a room set up, we could get a decent quality of sound set up, because, you know, all these little sounds and shit, you know, we need, like, foam pads underneath the tables, on the tables and shit, just to reduce that.
Help us grow!
And also, you're not wearing a headset, I am. There's a really, like, low, like, dull... screeching sound.
It's probably the fan.
It's just from the equipment. Like, because this audio interface device probably cost me like $80, and that's used.
So it's not the best quality of the fan. Radio signals from the phone.
Yeah, but hey, if you're listening, bear with the.
This is the first one.
Yeah, it's more about the content and the quality at this point. Once we get some sponsors going, some ads up, click our ads, you know, buy our soap. Buy our band t-shirts and
listen to the band, buy the CD.
Support us, then we'll
any have other some, ventures that we...
We'll have some more money to dump into buying some better equipment to better suit our podcasting...
Needs,
yeah. Our adventures. It's all about what you guys want and demand from us, because, hey, we're doing this because we love it, but, you know, if nobody loved to hear it, we wouldn't love to do it. So, it's all about you guys, the listeners.
Tell us what you guys want to hear, too, because we're just rambling. This is what we do, regardless.
Throw us a random subject.
We'd probably be talking about the same thing with or without microphones.
Yeah, the only difference is we're addressing, like, a different
a crowd that's not here.
No, not even here. Somebody in the future, from the point that we're talking now, is going to listen to this, and for them it will have been recorded in the past, and it's just this weird thing. But, you know, I don't care. You know, I want people to hear my voice. It's cool.
How do you know it wasn't recorded in the future?
I don't. Exactly. And I'm not even listening to it. I mean, I kind of am, because this is going on now, I guess. The earphones that's putting the sound out from into the microphone back to the headphones. I mean, I'm kind of listening to it. It might be, like, off by a very small fraction.
It might be a little bit of latency. But, I mean...
Man, this is going to just make my head hurt. I'm not going to focus on that too much. You start throwing time into the equation, and then you...
Or you can just take the headset off.
You're talking about fucking black holes and shit, and I'm going to start shouting, and I don't want to shout, okay? I just don't want to shout.
I'm sorry!
Psychedelics.
Ah.
I love them. I love the idea of them. I've never done them. They're illegal. Don't promote that. But psychedelics are wonderful. I had an experience, a dream last night, you could say, and it's definitely
many
wonderful.
A dream.
I've dreamed quite a few times. And they were some wonderful dreams. I definitely think that when you're bettering your life, it's a good idea if your mind can handle it, to be able to think outside the box, look outside the box, completely destroy the box, set it to fire, and then you know.
Rise from the ashes.
Open different doors, you know, get all that negative out of yourself, and, you know, look at things from a different angle, because especially in business or art or being creative at all, it's a really nice tool to be able to use. I mean, yeah, some people would argue that, you know, how do we get to these places without using drugs, but I don't
You're not going anywhere, though. You've always been. It's always there. Everything that you experience in a dream is always there.
Let's just call them trips, because
we can.
Yeah.
Just trying to be a little discreet with what I'm talking about. But,
hey, you know, this podcast, we talk long enough. I don't want to censor shit because we're going to get into it. Like, I was tripping balls this one time and, like...
A band camp? But, yeah, it definitely, it's not going to make you real. I mean, yeah, it'll make you realize... Eyeball. It's just going to make you realize things that have always been there, but you've never really paid attention, I guess. You've never...
It's really hard to describe.
It really is, but yeah, it's not.
You gotta be in that zone to be able to really articulate all that.
Yeah.
But people would argue that how do we get to these places without using drugs? And I say that, you know, there's some people out there that aren't meant to do them that can just go places and be fucking artistic and do all kinds of cool shit with their lives and swear up and down they've never done psychedelics or anything. But, you know, I feel like these plants and these natural substances that have grown from the earth have grown from the earth for a very long time and have kind of evolved with humans. And there's a lot of support.
That major societies were built based on psychedelics.
There's a lot of evidence that suggests that psychedelics have been used by humans for a very, very long time. Like, we may have even... Possibly there's this theory out there called the stoned ape theory that we evolved because of the fungus, the mushrooms, you know, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, if you will, that we are human because we ingested these magical sacraments and we developed different brain functions and different ways of communicating and mathematics. And
I've never seen anything about that, but that is very possible.
Yeah. You've never, never seen it, never read up on that?
No, I'll definitely have to look into that. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't talked about that around you. As much as I rant about that when I get drunk, I usually start shouting about Adam and Eve and fruit of the knowledge, good and evil, and maybe that's when I'm tripping. I don't know. I drink a lot. I trip a lot. All kind of blurs together a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes I drink while tripping. Don't promote any of this. It's a bad idea. This is so fun.
Oh, man.
It kind of ruins the experience, though. I mean, I feel like I've tripped so many times that, you know, hey, I'm an alcoholic as well, so drinking on top of it.
Alcoholics go to meetings, you're not an alcoholic.
Yeah, but I mean, to get the most out of your psychedelics, just do the psychedelics themselves, you know. But it's cool. They offer a different angle off of to like any intoxicant that you do. And if you're on psychedelics as well, you kind of get a different angle into that world.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a friend that's mixed Xanax with LSD and...
That just sounds like a horrible idea.
Pain pills with LSD.
That sounds like an even worse idea.
Yeah, no, it sounds terrible in theory, but I'm sure when you're in that world, you get a really objective viewpoint on the specific drug that you're doing.
Never been in that world, so... I don't fuck with pills, never will, never have.
I mean, I've been prescribed this and that, pain pills and stuff, and pills, they're not the greatest, they're definitely not, because...
I mean, I say this on a pretty constant basis, that I do not like pills, I don't like medications. Mm-mm. Like, my dad wakes up and, you know, he takes... fucking 15, 20 pills every morning, first thing he does when he wakes up. And I absolutely refuse to do that. I would rather die at 50 than to have to live a life
Is that because he's taking pills or because he's taking the pharmaceuticals? Because I wake up
pain pills, he takes blood pressure medication, he takes antidepressants.
Medications.
Prescribed pharmaceutical drugs. And you know, there's more than half of those are probably to counteract the side effects of...
That's the shitty thing about America, is that we, you know, we're so quick to prescribe prescription drugs, you know.
But weed's illegal.
Yeah, I mean, I wake up, I take a handful of pills when I wake up now in my life, hopefully to prevent myself from being on...
But there's a difference between taking...
Supplements
vitamins, and nootropics.
Watch the vibration, because you can pick it up in the... Yeah, you can't hear it unless you're wearing the headset.
There's a difference between, like I said, between supplements and nootropics.
Things that promote healthy brain function.
Exactly, compared to a pharmaceutical antidepressant or, you know, some kind of pain pill, oxycodone or whatever.
Yeah.
I would rather die, like I said, at the age of 50 than have to live a life that is being dragged on by
pills,
medications.
And if you stop them or miss a couple of doses, you go downhill.
If I cannot function properly without a medication, that just means that it's my time. Like, why are you prolonging the inevitable and making yourself miserable? Because all you're doing is slowly destroying yourself.
The healthy lifestyle beforehand has a lot to do with it. I'm sure there are exceptions, like with everything. But I mean, if you wake up every morning and you jog from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning, and then you drink a fucking smoothie when you get in, do a handful of supplements, and then do some more yoga, and then sit and meditate for a half hour, then go and do your daily things, and come back and meditate.
You're gonna live a very healthy lifestyle. Yeah, you're gonna prosper. Which is why I'm trying to...
People don't do that. You know, it's not even just... Like, people sit around and, yeah, they bash pharmaceutical companies, but people are unhealthy and people do need medications. I think instead of bashing pharmaceutical companies as much, people should focus more on promoting a healthy lifestyle. Not even just living, but all taking it a step further and promoting it. Being like, hey, get out and fucking run, you know? Get out and fucking do shit. Work out, do some yoga.
I mean, you can promote all you want, but... At the end of the day, it's going to come down to who you're promoting to. Like, we made this comment in the first video that there are people who do nothing but sit around and, you know, smoke weed and have absolutely no ambition to do anything with their life. And trying to promote a healthy lifestyle to somebody like that is like getting blood out of a fucking rock. It's just not going to happen. You know, you have to... Also, at the same time, you have to be living a healthy lifestyle. Like, I can say, I mean, I'm an overweight guy. I'm attempting to get my shit together and to live a healthier lifestyle, but I am the last person who's going to sit here and try to promote a healthy lifestyle to somebody, because that's not how I live. That's how I need to live. That's how I'm attempting to live. That's how I'm trying to better myself into living.
Lead by example as well. You know, I feel like the more you talk about it, the more you actually want to go and do these things yourself. So while promoting it, you're also promoting it within yourself. Like, you look at somebody and tell them to go out and fucking run, but then you're like, oh, well, shit, I'm going to go run tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
But there's always those people who like me, not so much anymore, but I used to be one of those people who would give great advice, never able to actually take my own advice. As you know, even with relationship issues or health issues,
a lot of people are
like I could tell somebody that, you know, all the shit that you're eating is making you fat and doing all this to your body, or this person that you're dating or you're friends with is destroying, you know, who you are, your energy source, who you are. But I'm sitting here eating the same nasty shit and, you know, destroying, well, not...
Yeah, you gotta lead by example, too, because people aren't gonna listen to you. Like, when people try to give me advice, first thing I do, it's probably terrible to say, first thing I do is I look at them and I judge them.
Yeah, you evaluate advice. Like, are you the person to be giving me this advice?
Yeah, absolutely. Do I want to be like you? I don't know if I want to be like you. It's like, if you were to give somebody fitness advice, they'd probably look at you like, sure. You know, lead by example as well. Yeah, it takes going out and doing those.
You're not going to go to an AA meeting because an alcoholic told you to. I mean.
Yeah, right? I mean, you want somebody to get sober yourself. And be like, hey, you know, there's a world outside of this. You should check it out. It's pretty cool.
The world is really cool. There's a lot of awesome things. A lot of shitty things, too. But there's a lot of great things. A lot of great opportunities to take advantage of if you just look outside of your personal space.
Comfort zone. Push your limits. Get out there, because the world is positive, and yeah, it might look scary from a
spot. Oh, it's fucking terrifying.
Comfort. It might look terrifying.
It's terrifying because you're terrified of the unknown.
Yeah, but I mean, if you gotta face your fears at some point. Yeah, I mean,
Well, facing your fears is what's going to make your life. I mean, fear is only there because you tell yourself it's there.
Yeah.
You know, you can very easily overcome your fears by saying, oh, okay, well, I'm not afraid of that. Or just do it. You know, if you're afraid to, I don't know, ask a girl out, just fucking do it. What's the worst she's going to say? No?
Yeah.
The answer is always going to be no if you don't try.
Yep.
I mean, just get out there and do what you love. Don't be afraid of other people's judgment because, you know, they're living their own shit and dealing with their everyday lives, and they're probably going through the same thing that you're going through.
Yeah, I like to push my limits to things I'm afraid of, things that make me uncomfortable, just to do them and get them out of the way. Like, I used to have a fear of needles, like intravenous needles or even just injections in general, intramuscular, whatever. I have a fear of needles, you know, taking blood, giving me shots, whatever. And very recently I was having some blood tests done, and I was thinking to myself, like, hey, I don't want to be afraid of needles the rest of my life. I don't want to feel like a pussy. I don't want, like, they get, like, this squirmy feeling whenever you think of needles.
It's a very,
I watch them. I watch them stick needle into my arm. I used to, like, look away, but I watch them, you know, tape off my arm and then stick the needle in and pull the blood out, and it was really not that bad.
No,
that needle is really small, and it goes right in the vein. The vein swells up when they tie it off, and, you know, it's like you look at it and you actually see what's going on there, and you see it for what it is. Instead of not looking at it, yeah, you're always going to be afraid of it if you run away from it.
Well, see,
but
the
if
great
you turn
thing
towards it with open eyes, then you're not going to be afraid of it anymore. It's going to become something that you conquer and overcome, and you take that next step, and you become wholer and fuller as a person.
Anything like that, though, you also have to realize that being afraid of, you know, needles or afraid of, you know, whatever, you know, physical pain is the best pain, in my opinion, because it ends rather quickly. Like, you're afraid of needles because it hurts.
But I don't think I'm afraid of needles because it hurts, because it doesn't. It's just a pinching feeling.
Well,
but
some needles do hurt.
Like, for me, I guess diving into the root of my fear of needles is them sticking something in my vein and fucking up and tearing my vein out of my arm, blood gushing everywhere, and I lose a limb or something, or I don't know.
That's not going to happen with an average little...
Oh, yeah, see, but if you're not looking at it, it does get irrational. Now, I'm completely, like, okay with, you know, I'm not going to let fucking anybody stick a needle on my arm, of course, but I'm okay with going to the doctor and having blood.
I mean, I was the same way when I was a kid, and when I found out that I was allergic to cats, at the time, I had 4 of them. So it was either you get rid of all the cats or you take allergy shots. And at the time, I hated needles. Like, I remember one time I went to the doctor, and he tried to be slick and tried to surprise me and just and just jab it into my arm.
How
and
old
I,
were you?
Like, 7, 8.
Okay.
And, maybe. But it was like one of those, you know, like, he tried to just do it really quick, and I moved.
Bastard.
Like, my arm, like, moved and it cut me.
Yeah.
And my mom, like, flipped. I'm like, what the fuck you doing? You know he's afraid of needles. Yeah, I was terrified, but when they told me that I had to either get rid of my cats or take allergy shots, I was like, well, obviously I don't want to get rid of my cats, so I'm going to face my fear and take the shots. And after, you know, a couple weeks, like you said, just look at it. It's quick, painless. Like I said, physical pain ends very quickly.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Sometimes it's not as easy as just looking at it, though. Like, I have this irrational fear of being shot. Not necessarily the fear of the shots, but having somebody put, like, a vaccine or something in me that I don't know what it is. So a lot of the times it's not even just looking at
it. Oh, so you're going past the needle. You're going to the substance.
Sometimes you got to educate yourself. Like, look at this. Like, what is in it? What is this going to do to me? How much was it researched, you know, in order
to... Well, that goes back
to
the whole pharmaceutical thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Anything that you're getting from a hospital is not necessarily going to be that great for you.
I mean,
it'll help temporarily. Like, some pain medications will help you relieve the pain. But they're not really going to help you relieve the pain. They're just going to make you forget that you ever had it. Let's be realistic.
I don't necessarily want to live my life in fear, like, afraid of the pharmaceutical companies. But at the same time, I kind of want to second guess even a doctor or just any stranger in general sticking something into my bloodstream.
Because they say it's safe.
Yeah, it's the same with putting anything in my body, eating food, you know. I try to eat healthy.
Well, food is... Don't even get me
started
on something
like
food.
Like the other day, okay, so I started volunteering for this program called Heroes at my school at Valencia Community College. And we do things like...
It's actually Valencia College now.
Oh, it is college now, yeah.
It's no longer community because they offer bachelor programs.
Well, right on. I guess I'm a college kid, not a community college kid. What do you fucking do?
You're a state college kid. How does that make you feel?
It's like I'm getting a fucking education.
There you go. It's like you're paying.
Like
you're overpaying for something that you could be learning on YouTube.
I'm selective about the professors that I pick. I read reviews and I'm objective. Just like anything, like the point I was making. But back to what I was saying, I've started volunteering for this club. I joined this club called Heroes. We volunteer. We do things around campus, like organize movies and stuff. But we also we do homeless feeds once a semester, like twice a year or something like that. And promote awareness, whether it be like sex trafficking or anything along those lines. You know, I'm kind of new to the club, so I don't know exactly everything that we're doing. But we did this thing in the courtyard, like welcome back to Valencia, because the semester just started, and we were we had a snow cone machine, so we were serving snow cones, and like everybody else in the club was kind of like sitting around chit chatting and talking to people, doing that thing. Because I'm not like gonna get up and tell people what the club's about when I don't even know what the club's about. Yeah, I just feel like stumbling to find my words, and plus I'm not all that charismatic when it comes to people coming and going and shit. I'd rather just say fuck them. And I scoop snow cones for like the whole 4 hours on my feet, scooping snow cones, breaking a sweat. I was the hardest working person doing that. But
well, snow cones are definitely gonna be a something good in Florida this time of year.
But
it's 105.
Here's where I'm going with this, though. That the syrup that you put on the snow cones.
Oh yeah,
like high fructose corn syrup. Yeah.
All a snow cone is like frozen club soda and sugar. Essentially, what it is, food coloring,
and lots of coloring and dye. And one of the flavors was like blue raspberry. Like, raspberries aren't even blue. I don't know how they call it blue raspberry. Like, what the fuck is in that? Another one was cherry, but neither of these things tasted like what they were supposed to. So I thought about being like, hey, get your high fructose corn syrup here. I was asking people, I'm like, so do you want a red, the blue, a mixture, or just ice? The healthier option. And every single one of them wanted a mixture of the two and not just ice. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with people, man? I guess it's free stuff, and when somebody's handing you, you know, ice on a hot day.
Yeah.
Even if it is smothered with poison, but, you know.
People don't think about that.
People are in college. They're getting an education, and they're not thinking about what they're putting in their body like that. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, well. When in reality,
I was the one serving it, so, you know.
When in reality, though, if you think about the shit that you're putting in your body, you will end up bettering your education because you are bettering your mind.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I mean, if you cut back,
take care of your mind. The shit that we're putting into our bodies is destroying our mental capabilities.
Most definitely. If you have a healthy lifestyle and you live that, you eat right, and you're exercising and all that, your brain starts.
You're
to
exercising
work
your brain. You get your brain as a muscle.
Like, your brain gets lazy. You don't have the energy to think when you're not exercising or eating right.
Proper
or anything.
Nutrition, exactly.
When you have that energy, your brain just works better. Everything
your brain
just
is just like any other muscle in your body. You know, you have to exercise, you have to take care of it and treat it the way it needs to be treated for it to function properly.
Most definitely. I try to take care of my brain more than anything. That's my number one focus. Like, I make sure my brain is working right before I even venture with exercise. And that's just me. You know, I'm a mental person. I'm Aquarius. I'm all up in my head all the time and shit.
But the more you exercise, the better your brain will be.
I was reading something. I'm not all that big on like horoscopes and shit, but I was reading something and about Aquariuses, and it's saying that people often have to remind you that there is a world outside of your head. And I'm like, oh yeah, there is. What a shitty world. I'm gonna go back in here. I'm a hermit.
Oh man, sometimes those horoscopes sometimes are pretty accurate.
Yeah,
though.
It's scary, you know. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I definitely believe this.
I remember it was the last year. I remember it was Friday the 13th. I remember that shit clearly. I was on my way to work, and I'm driving down the street with my window down, and all of a sudden I start smelling this burnt smell. What the fuck is that? So I roll my I lied. My window was up, but I could still smell it. So I rolled the window down, and I was like, Jesus Christ, that's burning rubber. So I pulled over, and sure enough, my tire was flat. Fucking flat. On my way to work, so I had to call my job, and they're like, yo, I'm going to be late. I had to call AAA and go through all this blah, blah, blah bullshit. Anyway, point of the story. At night, I had this horoscope app on my phone.
Sorry.
Sorry. Jack Daniels had me like... Ugh. Anyway, that night I had checked my horoscope just for shits and giggles, and I shit you not, it was like something along the lines of, today you're going to have car problems, or if you have car problems and you don't, no, what was it? Oh, it was like if you feel like something's wrong with your car, or like, you know, you hear something wrong with your car, you don't, you know, put it off to the last minute and basically all this shit, like you check to see what's going on. But it was just like the morning that I had a flat tire was the day that my horoscope started talking about my car. Like, I mean, my car fucking up. I was like, come on, you can't be stalking me like that. That's...
yeah, somebody knows your life better than you. Now, was that specific to your birthday or was that just Aquarius?
No, it was a Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn.
That reminds me, I gotta make a note. My tires rotated. I've been putting that on.
I gotta get my oil changed too.
I think I gotta have
write a note for that for me.
No, get your own notepad.
I live on a Disney salary. I can't afford a notepad.
Hey man, change your fucking job, man. Sorry, I've been telling you that forever. If you're bitching about your pay, you need to like find something better. Better, like, not ever spend any money and live under a fucking rock or something.
See, I'm not trying to do that.
I've got a friend that's doing that.
I can't live my...
Did you...
What's the point of making money if you can't spend it and enjoy yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I saw today a friend of mine was talking about she's going to go live under a rock pretty much because she can't afford to go out and do... Which is cool, you know, you're partying too much, you're blowing too much money, but you don't need to live under a fucking rock. Better yourself. Like, go out and get a better job.
The point
job,
of money is to budget. Spend it. I mean, would you rather have $500 and be able to spend your money?
I'm not really talking that loud.
Well, it's just...
Oh, yeah, the headphones.
Well, no, there's something about... it's not even just how close you are to the microphone, it's the projection of your voice. No. And then when you turn and raise your voice at the same time, it's you're loud. Blowing my ears out because I'm wearing the headphones. So I just bumped your levels down. I actually should put this closer to me so I can, when you get all like heated, I'm just going to turn you
like
down
I was
a little
saying,
bit.
Would you rather have, you know, $500 to your name and be able to spend it and have fun, or have $1 million to your name but not be able to spend it? I mean, this
right?
You gotta
like Ty Lopez was talking about, the guy who on YouTube has I'm driving a Lamborghini and Ferrari,
yeah,
and
but I own all
day.
These books.
Yeah. He's got some cool things to say. If
no,
like
he's him, very so. Knowledgeable. I have watched a few of his videos.
I had a brain fart. What the hell were you just talking about?
Money.
Oh, living. Yeah,
spending
right.
Money.
He said that he has a colleague or a friend of his who is like a multi-billionaire and owns like 5 jets and shit. But he weighs like 500 pounds. Can't get into any of his jets. Works from his bed and shit. He can't enjoy any of his money. So it's not even just like, you know, having money. You gotta have money for a reason. You gotta use that to do physical things. Better yourself. Mm-hmm. Keep yourself up, fit, able to be happy and healthy. As well, wealth should come not as number one priority. It definitely helps further things along. Like Ty Lopez also, he said something that really like changed the way I see things when he talked about money. He's like, don't think about money as money. Think about them as fuel units instead, because you have to use money to fuel yourself to go and do shit. The more fuel units you have, the more cool shit you can go and do. You know, but it's not everything. It's just the amount of fuel you have. You can have a fucking Ferrari with an empty tank, you know, or you can have, you can own a fucking gas station, you know, it's.
With a $500 Honda Civic.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, money is I don't really
it's not everything.
On money.
It's not everything, but.
It's not everything, but it is everything.
If you want to do shit, you gotta make more money. You gotta give, you gotta get. You know, we live in a capitalist society. God bless America and all that good shit. Hey, you know.
Money is the fucking
root of all evil. You can sit around bitching about the system, or you can fucking play it.
Yeah, that's very true.
One of them is gonna
get you. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
One of them is gonna get you nowhere.
That's very true. Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Hmm. You either hate the system or play it.
One of them's gonna
it's
get
the same
you nowhere.
Thing, yeah. Play it. You could either hate the game or play it. One of them's gonna get you nowhere.
Yeah.
That's Facebook quality.
Oh, whoopty fucking do. You know, we should just make the name of the podcast like
Facebook quality.
No. God no. Sorry. We should make the name of the podcast fucking you either
brain fart.
Sit around bitching about the game or you play it, the system.
That's a long title.
Well, I'll work out the details. Well, hey, you know, it'll be catchy, at least, for the first one. So what are we going to call the podcast? You know, we'll do that all
the crazy adventures of Dolan and
I was thinking about, bettering oneself or finding oneself or something like that. I don't know. I feel like the right name will come to me.
Life.
Or something like that. Life. Yeah. Listen to this podcast. It's called Life. I sit around fucking, we're talking about the Kardashians for, 2 hours.
I'm not talking about
their lives. No, that's not us. God, if I ever bring them up,
here's my view on the Kardashians.
No, please,
fuck them.
If I ever bring them up again, shoot me. Even if I'm making fun of them, just shoot me.
Don't say that because I am a concealed weapons.
Okay, well, I'm about to get my concealed weapons.
I would never shoot you.
Well,
unless you shot me, of course. I mean,
oh, if I shot, eye for an eye. If I shot you, you'd be dead.
Not necessarily.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. You shoot me in the knee. I took an arrow to the knee, kind of bullshit. All right.
If I ever talk about them again, just politely change the subject.
I could do that.
All right. Fuck them. Love it. I don't know the first thing about them.
Neither do I. I know Kim's married to Kanye.
No, let's stop. Yeah, that's all I know
as
well.
That's it.
Is it Kim? This is how it starts. No.
It is.
Not going down this road.
Okay.
Next thing you know, we're going to be on Google for 3 hours. Fuck that.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all. Not all of them. I'm sure they're decent people. I don't know. Nor do I have any desire to.
And with that, we're going to end that subject.
Yeah. I can see how people get obsessed with shit like that, though. Because it's like you get on something like that, and then you try to not talk about it, and that's all you can think of.
And then you start feeling your hate based on facts that you found on Google 2.5 hours later.
And before you know it, you're talking about quantum physics and black holes and shit.
Time and...
Fuck.
The future and the past and how it's all the same in one. And...
Well, you know what? We're here now. That's what matters. Don't get lost. Don't get lost in space.
I'm not lost.
It's cool.
I had a random thought the other day that was like, if time travel was possible and somebody were to travel back from the future to now, does that mean that the future has already happened? It has to, because there is no way that they could travel back in time if it's not, you know, it's here, it's now. It has to have already happened or is happening at the same time on a different level.
I just had this exact conversation last night.
Really?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Kind of. There's a you've seen the physical representation. It's like a GIF photo of time, how it's supposed to be like the cube. Okay. And you got the larger cube and the smaller cube, and the larger cube becomes the smaller cube while the smaller cube is becoming, or the larger square is becoming the smaller square, and it moves in and out of itself. And
it's just, no, it's like a tesseract kind of.
Well, it continues. I don't know what a tesseract is, but it continues moving. See if
a spiral.
Kind of, not exactly. Time is a different dimension almost. It's like, oh man, I don't know how to quantify it or talk about it. Leave that to the
time is just nothing but a man-made concept. Time is a measurement of,
I feel like the only thing that defines time is where we're at now. We change in each movement and its relativity to
absolutely. The only, you know, the only way that you could tell if an event in time is past, present, or future is the fact that you were there to experience it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to look at a series of pictures, all in the same, definition, you know, because obviously you could tell an older picture from, I mean, obviously you could tell a picture from, 1800s compared to now, but, relative pictures within the last 5 to 10 years, all within the same, high definition quality. You can never tell which one came first, which one came last.
Say it's not a photograph, it's more just a actual snapshot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think of, events that have passed. The only reason that you know it's, okay, this happened then, this happened there, is because you were there to experience it. That's all time is.
I don't know, my mind is not capable of going there at the moment. So I can get into a deeper conversation about this, but... I am not fully prepared to tackle this at the moment.
Yeah, neither am I. That's a very in-depth, long conversation.
And it's very doable, and I'm...
Oh, it's very doable. It's been done. We've done it.
I'm usually very articulate, but when it comes to here and now, I just had this last night, and I already completely opened my mind. I had a dream, if you will, last night, and I thought a lot about this shit, and I'm just like, okay, I'm just kind of glowing now a little bit. I'm glad that I'm not fully opened like that and tackling time to the fullest extent. Just time. Existence. And what about nothing? How can there be nothing if there is something? I can't get into this. I'm sorry for bringing that up. But it's just
we can go into this right now if you want to get into this.
We need to eat some mushrooms if we do.
I have to be up at 5 a.m. for work, so that's not happening.
It's not a serious suggestion. It's not like I have any. But it's just fucking ridiculous, man. I mean...
That's a subject for when we both have more time.
And what more is time? Mental.
Touche. When we are both, when we don't have prior obligations.
The moment's gotta be right, too. Exactly. Man. You know, because I feel like we'll end up talking about this shit when the microphones aren't on, and we'll be like, wait, hold that thought, let's flip them on, and then it's gonna be fucking gone. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm pretty sure the groove of the whole podcasting thing is easily picked up.
Oh, yeah.
I got the hang of it already, and it's just the first podcast, but we definitely need to get some foam for the tables and get a good setup.
Oh, yeah, well, like I said, this is the first one, so we'll definitely...
I could use a better mic stand because my microphone is currently standing on a toy drum, which is...
Very professional. That's an inside joke that I actually just learned about tonight. I don't even know why I'm saying it, but it sounds pretty funny.
Profetinal. I'm profetinal. This is a profetinal podcast. Profetinal. Sounds like a prescription drug.
It does.
Too.
I was going to say that. Profetinal.
Profetinal.
Actually, it does sound like it's already a pill.
It might be
a pill. I don't think so, though.
Any copyright infringement was not intended.
I apologize.
Sorry. Don't sue me. I don't have shit.
I think we should about wrap that up for the night.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks for listening, guys. Guys and girls, we love you.
We do.
Thanks for paying attention, hearing our voices.
Thanks for listening to us.
First of many.
Ramble.
The quality will improve, we assure you. Good Clean Goods LLC. You can check them out on Facebook or goodcleangoods.com. And we make some really good soap. Handmade. All natural. Most of it's all natural. I used some fragrance oils recently, which I'm just kind of experimenting with. I'm not exactly happy about them, but I do have like 20 pounds of, you know, the tropical summer. It's got like pineapple fragrance and vanilla fragrance. It's not exactly essential oils, but... you know, making soap with straight-up essential oils kind of gets expensive, so it's all about what you prefer. There's nothing necessarily wrong with using fragrance oils, but I'm trying to go for completely all-natural. So Greek yogurt lavender, that's definitely the best-selling. It's all-natural. That one is the Greek yogurt, and it's my favorite. It's the one I use. I actually use, like, 6 bars, but I use the Greek yogurt lavender the most. Definitely check that out, goodcleangoods.com or facebook.com. You can look us up for Good Clean Goods LLC. When you search on Facebook, make sure the LLC is there. After Good Clean Goods, check it out. Good shit. I'm Robert Dolan. Do you have anything you wanna promote? Your band?
Yeah. If you're a fan of metal music, check out my band Approach the Lion. Kind of along the lines of like Veil of Maya, Within the Ruins kind of thing. It's a little different than, you know, the shit that you hear, but it's good. I like it.
Metal's not my thing, but I like his band.
It's a good time, and we're trying to...
They're growing. They're getting big.
It's really what I want to do in my life, you know. I don't, like we talked about earlier, I'm not that kind of person to sit behind a desk at a 9-to-5 job and...
Yeah, fuck them. Be a rock star.
I couldn't do it. Music is a huge part of my life. It's helped me get through a lot of stressful and depressive times in my life, and, I mean, you could ask... Bob over here. He knows a lot of the shit that I've been through.
Bob is what they call me. What Yankee
that's
calls
what
me.
I call him. Don't I'm the only Bob. One that calls him Bob.
Pretty much.
Everybody calls him Dolan.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I refuse to call him Dolan.
I actually don't. I never promoted that whatsoever. You just started calling me Bob one day, like years ago.
And it just took off. And you have yet to
luckily nobody
correct
else.
Me, and I'm not going to call you Dolan.
It
so
feels
it's,
weird if you do call me Dolan.
So, yeah.
Our relationship thanks for is too personal for
absolutely,
that.
No. Like, you can never... that whole month span that you went calling me Kevin, that just, no.
Yeah.
That did not work. Anyway, rambling. Thanks for listening.
That's the Yankee, by the way.
Yankee, yes. And there will be more of us to...
most definitely. This is the first of many. Have a good night,
to occupy
ladies and
your nights with. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.